South Carolina Senator Fritz Hollings plans to retire at the end of his term. Hollings is 81 years old, and for many years he was South Carolina's junior senator, the young guy serving alongside Senator Strom Thurmond. Hollings is known for a rich southern accent and an acid tongue. He once told a political opponent, "You're full of prunes." During the presidential impeachment scandal several years ago, the Democrats spoke bluntly about President Clinton.
"He's the smartest fellow we've ever had in the White House and the stupidest. This conduct here is just totally stupid. He knows he was on trial about this thing from the word go about Jennifer."
The reporters who've covered Fritz Hollings include Lee Bandy of the state newspaper in South Carolina, who joins us now. Good morning.
And good morning to you.
Fritz Hollings was first elected to the Senate in 1966, so why stop now?
Well, he is an endangered species here in South Carolina. This state has been trending Republican for the last 10 years, and his last two elections were very close, and I think he saw the handwriting on the wall, and he decided to get out while the getting was good.
So he never became an institution the way that Strom Thurmond was, and he could really have been defeated in 2004.
Oh, correct. And polls showed that this race would have been extremely tight. And Hollings, I don't think, wanted to go through the rigors of another campaign, having to raise money and to campaign 24 hours a day. I don't think he was up to it. And I don't think he wanted to go out a loser. I know a lot of his friends kept telling him, "Don't run again, Fritz. Go out on a high note." And I think that was his final decision.
Well, you mentioned those last two close elections and that South Carolina is becoming an increasingly Republican state. How did Hollings last this long?
Well, that's a good question. Hollings is known for his sharp tongue, as you all mentioned just a few minutes ago. And he got himself in trouble several times with that sharp tongue, but he always managed to survive. South Carolinians, by and large, like their incumbents and tend to return their incumbents to office, but it was getting increasingly difficult for Fritz Hollings. Fritz did do one thing for South Carolina, and that is he brought a lot of federal money into South Carolina, a lot of federal pork. And South Carolinians, despite what they say, love their pork.
Now, are there candidates for both parties now racing to replace Hollings?
There are four Republicans who have already announced for his seat, one of whom is Congressman Jim DeMint of Greenville. And there are about three or four Democrats considering the race. The front runner is considered to be our state superintendent of education, Inez Tenenbaum, who's giving it serious thought. One other candidate giving it serious thought is Columbia Mayor Bob Kobel.
Now, just got a few seconds left here, Mr. Bandy, but how will you most remember Fritz Hollings? What will you remember him for?
For his independence and his sharp tongue.
Well, simple enough. Lee Bandy is a reporter with the state newspaper in South Carolina, and he has long covered Democratic Senator Fritz Hollings, who has announced his retirement after he finishes his term at the end of 2004. Mr. Bandy, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you.